Hey y'all, it's Yaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today let's talk about being unfiltered. And when I say unfiltered, we can think about like Instagram or Snapchat, those little cute filters. And what does that mean? Like, it means like you're able to have a disguise, you're able to have a little bit of fun, you're able to edit yourself. But now I want you to think about unediting yourself. And to not have a filter means not to be modified, not to be processed or refined. And that's pretty much, you know, the only way to be. Now, there are certain times where you have to have, you know, I guess social mores, where you're able to, like, be able to talk, where people can understand you. And you might have to code switch, where, you know, when you're with people that you're real comfortable with, you can just say whatever you want to say. And then when you're in audiences where you're having to be professional and universal, you're not able just to say what you want to say. But when you're around people that just like, just get it and they got it, you don't have to filter. You don't have to like, you know, break down stuff because it's pretty, you know, understandable. So I want to talk about being unfiltered. There's a reason why we even put filters on. And this has nothing to do with, you know, those fun, you know, bunny ears or, you know, whatever little things you like, because I like those filters as well, because I'm able to get like different eyes and like colors, and it's cute and it makes your skin look flawless. And, you know, it's just like, it's so fun and so, you know, like, you know, I guess harmless, you know, so to speak. And it's not just something that women do, like men do them as well. Now we're talking about being unfiltered. And why I'm talking about this is because a lot of times we break stuff down for people that is so watered down that they just kind of swim, you know, and they get lost and they drown and they leave. And so when you're not filtered, you're being like 100 proof yourself, then that's where I want you to think about being all the time, 24/7, 365, because even when you do water yourself down or filter yourself to make people more comfortable, to, you know, refine your pores or like to make your complexion even more radiant or to make your teeth whiter, you know, whatever you filter for, someone's going to still find something wrong with you. Someone's going to say, why are you filtering? Oh, you're trying to hide something. So why not hide nothing about yourself? Why not just be unfiltered? And I'm saying this because as someone who, you know, kind of was a people pleaser at one time, and it wasn't because I was trying to win everyone. It must have been something that happened to make me think that it's okay for me not to say how I really feel. Or there's probably something where I have to think about and consider other people before myself. Nothing wrong with that. But what happens is when you filter all the time is that you're not honest. And when I say you're not honest, it means like you're not honest with yourself when something bothers you, when something hurts your feelings. So when I'm saying not to filter yourself, I'm saying, you know, not even low key. I'm just saying like, you know, avoid certain conversations, avoid certain people, because if they're not going to be good for your soul, they're not going to be good for your conversation, then what is the point? Because when you're not able to be all the way yourself, and even when you're not just thinking about being yourself, when you're like not tolerated, you know, when you're not accepted, when you're kind of like, when you're talked about, when people don't even think much of you, you know, what's the point of that? So again, why would you filter yourself? It's kind of like you're putting on a costume and you're like, you know, kind of masquerading or parading as someone else, when really inside, you're so much more than what you show. You know, you're more than what meets the eye, just to kind of copy the Transformers. So I want you to, what I want you to think about is, you know, why do you put that filter on in the first place? There has to be a reason why. So if there had been a reason why you've been putting filters on, I'm not talking about the social media filters, I'm just talking about filters in general. There had to be a reason why. You know, have you not really got a chance to get comfortable with your voice? Have you not got comfortable with your style? Have you not got comfortable with just your whole you, you know, all of yourself? That could be something. So you want to take some time to get to know you for you, not you because a relationship in the past, you know, whoever, they liked your hair a certain kind of way, or they liked you to be more dressy, or they like you to be more casual. Not that, but who are you for you? And then two, it's like, what don't you like? You know, so just be real. What don't you like? Are there certain things that just, you know, chap your hide that you're just like, I can't take that. I can't stand that. So don't just tolerate stuff. You want to be able to have things in your life that you truly celebrate. Now, there's a certain time where you got to be a little humble, where you got to be able to, you know, kind of be where you're at and like, just not, I'm not just saying deal with it, but there's certain times where like, if you're at this job that you're just like, this is beneath me, you know, like the people, sometimes you got to be the atmosphere changer, but there's a certain time for that. If you're at a point in your life where you've gotten your education, or maybe you didn't get your education, but you got schooled, in hard knocks, you know, stuff like that. If you're in that place, then I want you to consider being able to say, I know enough. What, Sophie?